And please pray with me here as we prepare ourselves for communion. Father, I thank you for this day where you've given us a new day to come in and worship you together as a body, Lord. And I thank you for these truths in your word and where we get to worship you, Lord, and just remember of what you've done through your love for us, Lord, and that our guilty stains are here no more. And again, I just thank you for that reminder in these songs that we sang to you today. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Now is the time when we get to get together and celebrate and remember what Jesus did for us on the cross to pay the price for our sin. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record the Last Supper that Jesus had with his apostles. Specifically, in the Gospel of Luke, we read that Jesus told them to do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul recounts the Lord's Supper and affirmed that Jesus tells us to do this in remembrance of him. As believers, we are here only because of God's grace given to us through the gospel. Christ's death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection makes it possible for us to be able to call him Lord and Savior. Yet he knew that we need to remember this act and gave us instruction to do this in remembrance of him. A couple of weeks ago, Scott was preaching through Acts 14, and he told us that Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath so that we could find relief from his righteous wrath. What a great reminder that we have as we remember Christ and the price that he paid on our behalf. Please turn with me to Psalm 22. We're going to direct our attention to a few of David's words from this chapter in Psalm 22 and see that the greater son of David, Jesus, picked up a few of his words as he suffered there at the cross. In so doing, we must remember what Jesus did for us in taking upon himself God's wrath for our sin. First point, Christ's separation from God. In verse 1, we read, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning." God was distant from Jesus there at this time. Christ experienced both rejection and abandonment. And even though he cried out to God, no answer came from God. His wrath poured out on the Son who became sin for his people. And secondly, we see Christ scorned from God. Look with me, and starting in verse 6, we read, "But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All who see me sneer at me, they separate with the lip, they wag their head, saying, 'Commit yourself to the Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, because he delights in him.'" Rejection was just not restricted by God. God allowed mankind to participate in the scorn and ridicule that was thrown at Jesus. Looking at this, we get a small glimpse of the price that Jesus paid on the cross for our sins. We get to see God's wrath showered on him, the separation, the scorn, and the suffering. He became sin on our behalf so that his people will not experience God's wrath. But the beauty of this event is that God's plan for salvation did not end with Christ's suffering and death. It continued with his burial and resurrection that represents the mighty work of God to defeat death and punishment of our sin. Our salvation comes from this gospel, our belief in Christ's death, his burial and his resurrection, and repenting from our sin. In a few moments, the men will come forward to pass out the bread and the juice. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, now is a time to examine yourself and remember this sacrifice. Believers are instructed to partake in the communion so that we may proclaim his death. If by your own admission that you are not a believer, let the communion trace pass, but I want to encourage you to examine yourselves in light of the gospel and to believe and repent of your sin. After our service is over, please come and speak to me or any one of the elders, and we would love to share with you God's plan for salvation. The men will now come forward, and when you are ready, you may take communion on your own.